Hello, hello, my magical friends. Welcome to another Witchful Ways podcast episode. I am Annika, offering you the insight, guidance, tools, and an amazing membership to allow you to live a magical life every single day. So we are on a big energy shift again. We are on a full moon coming on Friday in my area, along with a partial lunar eclipse, a special lunar eclipse, because it's going to be one of the longest ones that we have had in a long period of time. I don't know the exact years, but so what's so great about the energy of a lunar eclipse? Now, I'm in some different witchcraft groups, right? Witchy and mindfulness groups. And there's always that question that comes up that says, well, some people have told me, or I have heard, or other people, or I read somewhere, right, that you shouldn't do magic or create moon water or whatever it is during a lunar eclipse because the energy is chaotic. You guys, you know how I feel about you do you, witchy poo. That is my motto. You do you, witchy poo. If you feel that the magic and the energy of the eclipse brings about chaos, you can still use that. And that's fine. You can feel however you want to feel about it because you're going to connect to it in your own way. That's what makes you a powerful witch. But even if it's chaotic energy, how great is that to have in your magic arsenal of energies, right? So create that moon water. If it's chaotic energy, then use it for spells where you are going to want to create chaos. Now, I know that there are some traditions that are against doing anything that would be considered a negative action towards anyone else, right? So if you follow that tradition, then you'll probably want to maybe skip it. But if you don't follow a specific tradition, and 99% of us do not, right? We're eclectic. We do our own thing and do what works for us. And we work with what we know works because we want results. And that's what magic is all about. So if I can harness the chaos of a lunar eclipse, which again, this lunar eclipse coming up is one of the longest. We've got at least a 2-hour time frame that we are in eclipse. That's a long time compared to what we normally get to work within. So if you're going to work those chaotic energies, that's amazing. So what if you don't think that it's chaotic energies though? The way that I look at lunar eclipse energies is that it brings the light and the dark together, right? So it almost to me is like you have new moon or dark moon water or dark moon energies that you've harnessed, however, and you have full moon energies that you've harnessed, however, or full moon water. If you can combine those, yes, it creates some chaos, but you could consider that it creates some chaos if you feel that way. And again, use it for those intentions, but it can also be very enlightening, right? So what you have in the dark is brought into the light. Like, how amazing is that? So not only will I be working the lunar energies, the full moon energies, the lunar energies, those of you that are in my spellcasting club are all included in the full moon with eclipse energies spellcast. But even if you're doing your own thing, right? Like I do the community cast, the cast for other people, but I do my own stuff too. So I am going to personally be working things for myself in these energies in this time frame because it's huge energies. It's huge transitional shifting energies. We are like, I don't think that I have thought of a more powerful, energetically shifting time than now. Because even though we're just past Samhain, right, which is November 1st ending, we still have that thinning of the veil. That doesn't, like, if you want to say, like, close or however you want to put it, until mid-month of November. We're just past that. So we're still carrying the very tail end energies of Samhain and the very tail end energies of a thin veil. So that means when you're working your magic and you work with spirits, which most of us do, when you work with spirits, or ancestors or guides or however you connect your magic to the other side, you have a better opportune time for that to be powerful and directed, right? And we're in a shift into a new lunar cycle, which has the eclipse with it, which kind of shifts the energy within that cycle from light to dark back to light, right? So it's huge. Plus, we're moving into the eclipse season. We have another lunar eclipse on December 4th, right? So we are in there's so much transitional energy. Why would you not want to harness it in any way, even if you never use it? What difference does it make if you have it sitting there, right? And by sitting there, I mean for those people that, for example, make moon water, right? Or you harness the energy and you program a specific crystal to be used with that energy. However it is that you harness it, it's there until you use it or release it. So if you're not sure, like, oh, I'm not sure what I want to do with this, put it away underneath the cabinet or put it away in, you know, your apothecary or whatever it is where you store your magical items, tools, and ingredients, and use it when you need to. So for me, I will definitely be making moon water. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm actually going to make two different moon waters because we're going to put intention into them, right? Because that's where the magic is, in the intention. Otherwise, it's just water that sat out overnight. So we're going to put an intention into it. One of them, I'm going to put the intention of chaos, of creating or harnessing that chaos energy. And the other one, I'm going to put into the transition, light to dark, right? Like bringing about awareness. And that, I'm actually going to be using that when it comes to my divination work, and when it comes to my shadow work, and when it comes to doing readings for other people. Like, I am going to anoint myself, or maybe my candles, or whatever it is that I'm using as magical purpose, with those, with that moon water for those energies. I think there's no reason why you can't do both. So if you're thinking, oh, I really want to do something because I know this is a special time, I feel it, right? That's the reason we do magic, is because we are pulled to do it. We feel like I genuinely feel excited that this is such an energetic, transformational energy shift that I personally feel. You may not feel it. And you may go, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out because I just don't feel it. Or I'm not sure that I'm capable of working with those energies. Now, remember that you can cast, when you're working with magic, you can cast your spells and work your magic for anything at any time in the lunar cycle. Anytime. You don't have to line it up specifically with a certain, you know, lunar time. You cast your magic whenever. What happens is, and what I always suggest to people that when I'm discussing this with them, is it's the difference of swimming with the current as compared to swimming against the current. One of them, you're going to simply have to expend more energy to get to where you want to go. Same thing with casting your magic. You're either going to be working with the universal flow and it's easy, right? Quote unquote easy. Or you're going to be swimming against universal flow. And all that means is that you have to raise more energy to compensate for the resistance that universal flow is giving to the magic to get through. Magical energies are going to take the path of least resistance. So you have to make sure that you raise that energy enough to compensate for having to send it into what would be considered against universal flow. Right? But do it. Like, do it. Do what you feel you want to do. Don't let other people dictate to you when you should do something, what you should use to do it, how you should do it, if you should do it at all, right? Like, you do you, witchy poo. Like, let's step into that personal power. Let's step into the most powerful witch that you possibly can be. So with that, I want to say that if you are on my email list, I appreciate you, and you received a free course in your email that went out today for candle magic. If you're not on my email list, you can head over to witchfulways.com, scroll down, grab any of the freebies that are there, and that'll put you onto my email list because I send out periodic freebies and thank yous for being on my email list as well, and hopefully send out useful information all the time. But if you're not on my email list, I have left my new course of candle magic at a $5 price. So you're able to get a full course for $5. And I did that because we're coming into this energy. Candle magic is one of my all-time favorite go-tos for working magic. I have candles when I do divination, when I do rituals, when I do spell castings, when I'm doing meditations, right? There's always candles. Witches love candles. So, you know, they're always around. So spell casting with candles is an amazing way to get fast and effective and easy, but still powerful results for yourself. So there's a course there. Doesn't take very long, but it also includes 20 or so candle casts along with some spells, or I'm sorry, along with some oils that you can use to create to dress your candles with. So go grab that if you think that you might want to work some magic with this amazingly transitional, powerful energy shift that we have going on. Witchfulways.com. Have a wonderfully magical rest of your day.